Hi guys, welcome to Daily Revolver Podcast. I remain your host, Prosper O7. I know it has been a long time. I'm sorry guys, there's been a lot of things have been popping up, going down, coming up, going down, but we are back. So today I have some amazing personalities in the studio with me, and we're going to be talking about a whole lot of things. Some of you might not know what we want to talk about, but then I will have to do the honors by explaining what we want to talk about. We will be talking about something very interesting. So but first of all, I want to introduce my guest to you. I have amazing personalities in our midst. So the first person here is Mr.
Olamigo Kenji Oluwaseun, aka Kenny Jazz.
Kenny Jazz, you're welcome to the studio, man. We are so happy to have you. And then we have another amazing personality in our midst. We have the person of Mr.
Adeleke Olumuyiwa Victor, aka Levi Passi.
Big passing, that would be very, very, very. I don't know if you're laughing, but me, I'm laughing too. And so, I have another amazing brother here with me, the person of Mr. Joseph Adebayo. Like they're all your bus. Are you noticing what I'm doing? But that's an aside. And then, I have another beautiful sister here with me, of the person of Selling Sunday. It's not the Selling Day you're thinking about, it is Selling Sunday. Alright, I remain your host, Prosper Osarume. Say we will just go on the short break. When we come back, we will go straight to the point. Hello Nigeria, hello United States of America, hello France, hello Germany, and the world in general. Don't forget that you are listening to the Daily Revolver Podcast. Sit down, relax, and enjoy. Yes guys, welcome back from this short break. Welcome back. So as I said earlier, I said we will be doing a little amazing stuff for us to see, and so we will be talking about NYSC. Some of you might not know what NYSC means. It is like a tradition here in Nigeria that every graduate from a university, a poly, must go through. It is a must though. At least we have small change that used to fall into our pocket when we do this thing. It is called NYSC, that is National Youth Service Corps. Very important that every person, every graduate from Nigeria must go through. So that's what we'll be talking about. So today we'll be talking about our journey thus far. So you might be wondering what's going on there. Every one person here in the studio, we are all core members. We are serving in a particular state in our country. And so we felt it was nice for us to just share our experience thus far for you guys, so that you can know what we've been going through. So today we are going to talk about our journey thus far, what has been popping, what we've been enjoying, what has been going on. So in no other, we'll just talk. Mr. Kenny, what has been your experience thus far from this whole NYSC stuff? What has been your experience thus far?
Big glory to God Almighty. On my way coming, I don't think there's something hard about NYSC.
Okay.
It's where we have fun.
Okay.
But we go out, we do some necessary things, because most of my friends have told me more about NYSC.
Alright.
But on my way coming, there's a lot of challenges.
Okay.
Like traffic and other things like that, education and every other things.
Okay.
But it's not more stressful, because it's stressful to other people, but for me it's not more stressful than that.
I think plenty of persons will not agree with that though. I don't think I will agree with that last statement. But nevertheless, Mr. Victor, tell us what has been your experience thus far in this whole NYSC journey. And guys, don't forget, this other person I'm talking to is at the verge of leaving us. So we're still in the now you're suffering continue journey. But then he's going to tell us how the experience has been for him thus far. So Mr. Victor, how has the experience been for you thus far?
First of all, I want to say thank God. The experience so far, it has been a very good one, in the the sense that I've heard a lot about NYC. But saying it has been a very good one doesn't mean that it has all been good, because a lot of our expectation or my expectation wasn't met on camp. First, let me start by saying this. I stayed in Lagos, and where they posted me was Anambra. What I was thinking initially was that I would be posted to Abuja. That was actually the place I had in mind. But when I saw my call-up letter that I would be going to Anambra, it was about 2 days later. Because I've been going to the cafe to check and check, and someone just told me that, oh, it's like the call-up letter is out for your own badge, this and this. So I have to go and check. And when I got to know that it is Anambra, it was just 2 days that I was asked to report on the camp.
So wow.
On the 5th of December 2020, I made my journey from Lagos to Anambra, and I did actually got there that same day. It was the next day. So I was at Oka around past 5 in the morning. So we had to wait. I met someone in the bus. So his name was Goni, a fellow corps member. So we had to wait for about some hours, because we need to print out some documents, some files. So around past 9 or 10, we finally got there ahead. One amazing thing was the first thing was the way the cyclist treated us, you know, the money the set what we're going to pay for the transport was a jibe. But because I've stayed in Lagos and in the southern part, so I know how to deal with some Nigerians, especially the tout ones. Let me call them tout.
Really long. But then I was just dropping the gist. See, we keep talking like this, like we'll give you plenty gist. Like, we have the gist, we have it very full in our bag, and trust me, you will want to hear it all. But quickly, we will just briefly, Mr. Joseph will just tell us his journey thus far. What has NYC been for him? Will just very briefly tell us, what has the journey been for you thus far, because we have another page to open.
Kind of stressful and at the same time fun. Though all of us, we met what we never expected, especially at the camp.
I can attest to that.
But at the same time, we all had like people that have gone through the same process in the past. They've already briefed us on how it's going to be.
Okay.
So I wasn't that much like surprised. Just like at the same time, you have to like just express how you feel while you're there.
Okay.
So do you feel like problem about you? Or just like you going from your own state, like where you live,
to another place,
yeah, like an entire different location where they don't even speak what you understand. For you to adapt to the environment, that kind of stuff. But so far, we thank God, and we are adapting.
Yes,
it's very good. Like, it's fun, you get to meet new people, make new friends, and then have new experiences on things.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, now teaching in the school. I've never been in that position before. I've never been in a position, aside maybe teaching a skill, I've never been in a position of imparting knowledge on
persons,
students, through boards, all those kind of stuff. But then, like,
you have to do it
as I'm going to do it here, I will even, like, I'm going to learn.
True.
It's a good thing for me.
Wow. So we've heard it all. It's not, it's a good thing. I mean, I still have my personal reservation about this whole good thing, though, because at the end of the day, even if we are into this thing, but then I think you said very important things that we'll talk about. Okay, but then let's just quickly hear from our beautiful sister here, the journey thus far. So briefly, you just tell us, how has the journey of NYC thus far, has it been for you?
Well, my journey to NYC, though I wouldn't say is stressful, I enjoyed it. Has made me travel to places where I've never been before.
Okay.
If not for NYC, I don't think I would have been went to Kwara State, where I camped. And my journey in Kwara, I learned so many things, so many new things, like their food, the way they eat, the language and everything. So I learned so many things from there. And I met people from different locations, like the international students,
wow,
and the people, the students from my own country.
Okay.
So I learned so much, and I enjoyed, including the parade, the food, the everything they did in camp. I enjoyed it, okay, though it was stressful.
Oh.
So I think my journey to NYC, to me, it was a nice one. Stressful, I liked it.
Okay, so we've heard it all. They liked it, it was stressful. Ah, if you ask me, it was not funny. See, if I share my story, you will not leave here. But and we will just go on this quick break. I know you want to hear more, but just stay tuned with us. Don't forget, I'm still your host, Prosper Osarumese, and this is Daily Revolver Podcast. We will be right back. Yes. Yes, guys, we are back. For those of you that stayed right there, you got my heart. I know there's a particular brother now that is listening to me. You got my heart. But welcome back, and I'm still your host, Prosper Osarumese. And on this journey about NYSC, so briefly, I will just talk about the little things that they've said thus far. They talked about enjoying it, and they talked about leaving your location to go to another place. Trust me, guys, it's not easy, especially this land. I would add that English is not a very general means of communication where you have to learn another language that is not your own. It's not funny when they're talking to you in one language. Of course, we understand what language barrier can do in a community, but nevertheless, we'll just be pumping right back. We'll be talking about this time our expectation, the idea we had about camp, because we had to go to a particular place. They kept us there for 21 days. Like 21 days, oh. Let me not say the things that we saw there. The colored water in the place of tea. It was not funny. So we'll just briefly, my guest will just tell us the expectation they had about camp. So I will start with our beautiful sister here. She'll tell us her expectation, the expectation she had about camp before she got to camp. Okay, we can listen to you.
My expectations before I went for NYC camp, so many persons came with their own experience. Some were like, when you get to camp, you meet new people. When you get to camp, that's some for the ladies. They also said that when you get to camp, that's where you see husband.
Ah, oh, shit.
When you get to camp, yeah, there are so many. Then you get to camp, you go there to do so many things. Once I got to camp, I saw even more than what they told me. Like, I met new people. I discovered new way of behaving, people behavior there. Is it the food? The Yorubas, I'm from Ikwere, and I was able to eat their food.
Mm.
I tried. And the way things were expensive, I think maybe based on the fact that it's camp, we can't go out to get it. You don't have any choice than to buy it from there. I think I went prepared. So my journey there, my expectations were...
Okay. Ah, me, this one that everybody went prepared. I didn't go prepared though. It was from you will hear my gist. You will hear my gist. So briefly, Mr. Joseph will just tell us about his expectation, what he had in mind that camp, NYC camp, was going to look like. So brother, so let us hear you.
Yeah, for real. I never really picture a way the camp was going to be. Although people already bring me on outings there. But the only thing they used to say, it is fun, it is this, it is that, but no, why there? Why there? I used to be pissed every day, there's no fun here.
Ah,
there's no fun.
I agree.
But it was until I left then, I feel like, I felt like, ah, I miss that place.
Then, no, God forbid.
It was fun. So I think that was how, like, the past people, that was the same thing they went through.
Okay.
You know, why you are there? You feel like, oh, this thing is too stressful. But at the same time, you know, as time goes on, you are going to get adapted to that
stress. Very
you already
true.
Know
very
you,
true.
You won't have to wait for the military men to come
and chase you.
Wake you up every morning again. But the first week, you know, they will come, pour you water, all this kind of stuff. But then you get adapted to how things are being done in that place. Then at the end of the day, you just love it.
Mm.
So by the time you leave there, you're just going to know, like, okay, how you miss this place.
God forbid.
I actually miss this place.
Ah!
Yeah, well, the only few things that I wasn't expecting that I missed, I just been in terms of, in short, okay, we can complain about the food they served, but me, I wasn't even expecting them to give food.
Yeah.
I already knew from the beginning, like, for the government, or how should I even put it, like, for them to be able to, like, feed that amount of persons in the camp, the population, like, they are not going to, like, satisfy all the stores. That one is true. So, it's not as if it is our home that we expect us to be, like, okay, eat chicken last every day. So it is the normal thing for me. And me, I understand everything they did. Like, okay, them serving us all those kind of food, all those kind of things, the environment, everything, just like to prepare you against anything you can, like, encounter later on in the future. You know, you can find your place in a, God forbid, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah,
just
true.
Find your place in a place you don't, find yourself in a place you don't like. In one environment, then with what you've experienced, what you passed
so
through, the, exactly,
yeah.
the time, you know, you have to, like, okay, I think I've seen something like this before. Like, I've been through things like the OLM just like blending again,
okay.
and I will leave and
okay.
I will pass through it. And so, everything was good.
All right, we have it right there from Mr. Joseph that everything was fine for him. Ha. Me, I don't know. Probably I went to the back of the camp because my own experience is another thing. But nevertheless, we're still getting the gist very hot and straight and fresh from the fire. So the next person that will be talking to us is our beloved brother, Brother Kinde will be telling us his expectation, what he thought that camp was going to look like. So quickly, Brother Joseph, Brother Kinde, tell us.
Although my expectation was not much like that.
Okay.
Because most of my friends, my colleagues, they told me more about NYC. Although I prepared myself well before going to NYC. When I get there, I saw a lot of people, a lot of friends, and even though some students from my school. When I get there, I joined the band group. I joined the band group because
all the pam, 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 pam.
I like playing instruments. I love playing instruments. Although for me, NYC camp is more stressful to me because all those parade, marching, running from one place to another, we are not involved because we specialize on instruments.
You see where Pasha started from?
We specialize on instruments, and I joined the band very well. I joined the band very well. About the food and maybe the mommy market. That is my only place. Passes me with my friend. We usually gather and take some. We understand
some things.
Some things.
He does not want to say.
Camp is not boring. It's a nice place to me. It's a nice place. And when we are about to leave the camp, I miss camp very much, very much. I think there's a lot of things I need to do, but because of the time, there's no much time to do that.
The 21 days was not enough.
It was not enough for me.
Ah.
Because at time goes on, everybody, we adapt to everything. We adapt to everything.
Okay.
Well, we give glory to God Almighty so far. And we thank God for
everything. We have it right there from Mr. Joseph, Mr. Kinde. I don't know why I'm calling you Joseph. It's like, we'll add that to your name. So we have it right there from Mr. Kinde about his expectation about camp. But quickly, let me just say this. My own expectation about camp was different too. When nobody told me. Nobody. The only thing I know, I used to see people wear the uniform. And I was like, I can't wait. They didn't say it was not fun. Camp is not fun. Okay, I think I'll keep that to myself and allow our last guest in the studio talk to us about his expectation, his perception, what he thought camp was going to be like when he was going to come. So, Mr. Vitor, you can have the floor.
Well, I had a lot of expectations because I've heard a lot about camp. I had friends that are graduates and they've been there before, so they've told me a lot about camp. So these are my own expectations. First, I was thinking, yes, we're gonna have stars like Davido, Wizkid, and the rest coming to you.
Sorry, sir. Yeah, they disappointed you. Yes. I beg, did Davido come to you? We didn't get anything like that, too. Okay.
So on camp, I was like, okay, well, these people will come. Maybe Davido, Wizkid, Evo. You know, the expectation was so high, and till the 21 days, nothing like that. I was even expecting that, you know, someday, one of those days, the governor of this state will come and pay us visit, just like they said. But none of that. We didn't see the stars, the governors, no. And again, it was a kind of a paramilitary something during the camp. There's something they called, what do you call it, manhole war. Yeah. So I was, you know, I was surprised when they hacked us out. You know, it was our whole platoon turned to, you know, to be drilled on that day. I was surprised with a lot of things they, you know, they we had to do on that day, like climbing rope, working on some kind of, you know, I can't remember all those things, but it wasn't funny that day. And also the OBS group. My friend told me that if I really want to enjoy camp, I should join the OBS group. So, but before I knew it, you know, I came like 3 days later.
Wow.
So I wasn't able to join the OBS group. I would have loved to, but I wasn't able to join them. I had a lot of expectation, but at least, just like my fellow core member said about the food, you know, I wasn't actually expecting that we would be fed all through, but that was another something that I wasn't expecting, but actually it was on camp for us. And you know, I really, really take my own ticket. I had a lot of food on camp. Yes, I must say that. And the hostel was also okay, though I'll be going to, you know, some camp like a retreat, as in talking about church right now. So I know how it used to be, you know, having a lot of people, persons, you know, gather somewhere, you know, we want to have a retreat. But there on the camp, you know, the hostel was very okay. I have 2 bunks so I can sleep both up and down. And you know, the
people that were living in duplex.
And the cleaners really, really tried. They really, really tried. So, those are just the major thing I expected. And some were met and some were not met.
Yes. Talking about expectation, of course. The want of a man is insatiable. They can't necessarily satisfy everybody. But then I had no clue about what the camp was going to look like. In my head, I didn't literally think that they were going to probably force us to do everything. That place is prison. See, me, I'll say it again. No, everybody's just saying it's a very good place. They had fun. So I met persons, of course. We talked and everything, but that place is prison. Everything, my expectation, it was from home. I saw a video of one boy saying, bring money, the food here is not good. At first I never thought they were going to feed us. I had no idea of how the camp was going to look like. But nevertheless, we still went to the camp. We came out 21 days. And Mr. Kende saying that day was not enough. I was praying for the camp to end because I was not interested. I wasn't interested in anything in the camp. But nevertheless, we still went through that part. And we are here and we are almost out. So that has been our story thus far. That has been our journey thus far. It has been amazing. And trust me, if you are a Nigerian, you want to experience this thing that we're talking about. You know, they say seeing is believing. Is that not what they say?
Yeah,
but then we have experienced this thing so we can talk about it. That's all that it has been for this episode. And it has been a loving time. I know that you enjoyed it. And wait till we had a very good time in the studio today. So don't forget that you can follow us on our Facebook page at Daily Revola. You can go there, drop your comment. For those core members that will be listening to us, you can type into us, drop to us how NYC has been for you thus far, what you expected the camp to be, and how camp was for you. You can drop it right there on our Facebook page. Don't forget to follow us on our Facebook. You can listen to us, and then please don't forget to share this to your friends. For those that call members, don't forget to listen to this and drop your comment right on Facebook. We will be there to reply your message. And I am very glad to have these amazing persons in the studio with me again. So quickly, they will just introduce themselves again. I have the person of Mr.
Olamide Kehinde.
Mr. Kehinde Shehu.
A.K.A. Kenny Jam.
Ah, he has finished it. And then I have my brother here.
Adeleke Victor Olumoyiwa, A.K.A. Levick Passy.
Levick Passy. You see, they all have A.K.A. See, that means they have money. Find them. Anywhere you hear their name, build them. They have money. And then I have our amazing brother
Joseph,
the man that
Stunted, aka
Stunted. And then we have our sister here,
Selling Sunday.
Yes, as Selling. I said earlier, this is Selling Sunday, not the Celidion you're thinking about. But then she will get the, in fact, you'll be more than Celidion. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning right back in with us. Thank you for staying with us. Just stay tuned because we'll be dropping the next episode very soon. But for now, we're saying bye-bye.
Bye.